Hi, everybody. We hope you've had a great week so far this week. We've been busy, incredibly busy this week. We had a great prayer meeting on Wednesday, and we just appreciate that time together so much. And I know that we're not physically together, but being able to see each other and hear each other and pray together has been such a blessing.
And it's been good to see everyone. We've had some good weather this week and some very, very rainy weather.
I hope
you've had some time to get outside. I know we've heard from some of you that you have, and that's a good thing. We're moving toward, moving back toward regular services, we hope. The board will be meeting in the next couple of weeks discussing the situation, which it seems like just changes almost daily. So we want to do what's best and what will keep everyone as safe and healthy as possible. We have a couple of new things to talk about this week. Do you want to talk about the food bank at all?
Just that we have continued to prepare meals for the food bank. We've been doing this since the beginning of lockdown, and we're going to take a couple of weeks off. I am going to have some surgery on the 13th, and so just to be able to rest and prepare and heal, I'm going to take at least a couple of weeks off of doing that. And so they're very supportive at the food bank and have encouraged us to do this. So we feel good about it, and we look forward to being able to cook again. So,
and we would appreciate your prayers during this time.
Yeah.
So another new thing is we have, starting on Sunday, now that our Psalm Beach series has ended, and we had one sort of standalone sermon last Sunday. We're starting a new sermon series on Sunday, August the 9th, and it will run for 8 weeks, so it will take us all the way through September. And the name of this sermon series is, And Then Jesus Said What? That is, And Then Jesus Said What? And what that means is that we are going to be looking at the Gospels and looking at some things, some quotes, some quotations that Jesus actually said in the gospel narratives that might raise some eyebrows, that people might want to say, did he really say that? Jesus said that? Or that doesn't sound like something Jesus would say, or what in the world does that mean? So, in other words, Jesus said what about some subject? And we'll be starting that on Sunday. And I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be challenging.
Challenging, for sure.
But I think I think that you'll find it edifying.
Yes.
So I hope you'll join us on Sunday for the first of our And Then
Jesus says what?
It says, not said. Says. We went back and forth over whether it was going to be says or said. And it says. So, and the second thing is that some people have asked what, now that our Big Faith Bible study is over, and we've had it for 12 months now,
yeah,
it's hard to believe that it was a year ago that we began, what would take the place of it, if anything? And the answer is we're going to start doing a Bible study called Second Helping. And it's called Second Helping. Say what?
Yeah, because we're going to be having it in the evening, and we're going to be discussing what was preached about that morning. So any questions or ideas or thoughts or discussion, and we'll look further into what was said and the scripture that was covered that morning. So we're pretty excited about Second Helping.
Yes. Yeah, so the format is will be a lot like
Big Faith.
We'll have a sermon in the morning, and then delve deeper into it. We'll get a second helping of it on Sunday evening, and that is going to begin. Our first second helping session is going to be on the 30th, and it'll be toward the end of each month but on the 30th of August. And that will be in the middle of our Jesus, and then Jesus Says What series. So
that'll be
we'll
pretty
dig
exciting.
Deeper into one of those. Yes. anything else?
I think that's it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
We miss you guys. We know that some of you all are gathering together to just have a bite to eat or to have a cup of tea. And as soon as we are past this surgery and are able to get out, we would love to begin getting together with some of you all. We love that you're getting together individually. That's great. And we look forward to when the church can get together as a body.
In person. Instead of in a virtual place.
Yes, so, exactly.
But we're glad the church continues to be the church and build the kingdom in so many ways. We've heard a lot of great reports.
Great things.
So, God bless you this week. We hope to hear from you in some way.
Yeah.
Soon.
And hopefully see you all soon. Yeah. Take care and stay safe. And we'll talk to you soon.